Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Better You. I'm your host, Fernanda Ramirez, and I'm so happy to have you back here for another episode. Here in Vancouver, on this side of the earth, it officially hit spring on March 19th, and I could not be more excited. I'm already looking outside my window. The cherry blossom trees are blossoming. There is a shift in the mood outside. I see more people walking. I see more people at the park. I see more people walking their dog. All of a sudden, I have the urge to spend $25 on a flower bouquet and not even complain about it. We are in the springtime, the time where the sun shines, allergies start to happen, but also, like, fun starts to happen. I swear everybody in Vancouver is like defrosting now, and the days are getting warmer, they're getting longer, and I just could not be more excited. I know that not everybody in the world is experiencing this same season, and people in Australia are in fact going into fall, but I believe the Persian New Year is actually on March 19th, the same day that spring starts. So I think regardless of the season that you're currently in, I think right now is a time of new beginnings. And I think in a lot of different, like, astrological calendars, maybe is the word, different cultures, this is a time where you celebrate just like rebirth. Because technically, even though we have a New Year's in December, it's still winter. We are still in that foggy, sludgy mood, you know, after Christmas. Our literal bodies are like still in hibernation mode, at least here, that like it doesn't feel like a full New Year. But this, it feels like you could take out your journal and just kind of even go over your goals or figure out what is happening and kind of make a plan for the end of the year. Regardless, no matter where you are, this episode will definitely give you some inspiration, some ideas, some tips on how to build your ultimate self-care routine. The reason why I started this episode talking about spring is because I feel like spring is the perfect time to shed an old version of you and welcome in the new version. This is the perfect time to build a self-care routine and truly just prepare yourself for the good times that are coming. I know there's a huge community on TikTok, Instagram, just social media in general that are all trying to embody the clean girl aesthetic. You know, everybody I feel like has really gotten in the shift of taking care of their mental health, their well-being, their environment, their physical appearance slash body. Like, there's a lot of people on that grind that already do a lot of self-care, especially knowing that self-care is a huge, like, trending topic right now. Everybody's into it. But I know there's also a lot of people out there that don't have a self-care routine, that maybe had one for a bit, but they kind of fell off that, or maybe they don't have anyone to guide them to create a self-care routine, or maybe you've just lost inspiration. I feel like it's really easy to lose the habit of doing self-care rituals if it's not ingrained in you already, or if the people around you don't do those types of things. I know that when I am around people that are really into wellness and self-care, all of a sudden I'm a morning person, I'm, you know, skipping out on the fries, I'm taking care of myself, working out twice a day, like I'm in that zone. But other times I'm with other friends that don't do that kind of stuff, and I'm like, you know what, who even needs a self-care routine? Dirty girl aesthetic for the win. Like, I'm going clubbing, I'm staying up late. And it's like, it's really easy to shift what you're doing based on what everyone around you is doing. And I don't think any of those versions are necessarily bad. I mean, I think it's best case scenario to have a little mix of both here and there. But I feel like this episode is perfect for those people that don't have those maybe wellness friends, that don't have those self-care friends. And I can be that person for you to give you some guidance through our rebirth this next season. The other reason why I wanted to talk about a self-care routine and overall just giving you guys spring inspiration is because this week I've been doing a little spring clean out. I got my nails done. I'm getting my hair cut. I'm getting a facial. I went on a lot of spring walks and just observed the flowers. And one thing I really want to do is get to some journaling to just reflect and make goals for the next couple of months. But yeah, I just feel like this is a great episode as well, just because I'm currently doing this in real life. So I want to tell you guys about what I'm going to be doing. Before we get into this episode, make sure you are subscribed to A Better You by Fernanda on YouTube. Make sure you give the video a like, leave a comment down below. I read all the comments. And also if you're listening on Spotify, you can reply to the episodes. I always check those as well. I love having an open conversation and just reading your feedback because it actually feels like we are friends and I can see what you guys are thinking to my little yap sessions. But yeah, last thing I wanted to say is that I'm actually so excited. Next week I leave for LA and I actually haven't told anyone this. I'm giving you guys a little sneak peek here, but I'm going to be staying in LA for a little bit over a month and I'm so excited. I'm getting an Airbnb with my friend Trinity and I really want to make it a big deal because I've never stayed in a location for that long, let alone without my family. And I feel like this is going to be a new chapter for me, a new beginning. I may be making a lot of new friends. I may be creating a lot of new experiences. I have a lot of work situation things happening while I'm there. And overall, I'm just really excited. I want to make it a big deal because I think it is, but I feel like it's easy to feel like the things that you always wanted are just like another thing happening to you, if that makes sense. I feel like if I had told my younger self, I would have been like freaking out. So I don't want to just act like it's totally chill and no big deal. I want to still celebrate it and make it special. So I'm definitely going to be making a little YouTube series on that, just like living in a new country, a new city. And I'm really excited to take you guys along the journey. I also wanted to say that I just came back from Mexico. I was there for 2 weeks with my family in Playa del Carmen, and it was absolutely beautiful. I had a great time with my family. I feel like it was a very bonding trip, a very wholesome trip. And I just had so much fun. Like, I was actually clubbing with my parents, which was super fun. I saw the pyramids. We went to so many good restaurants, just having mukbangs the whole time. There was good music. I tanned. I was in the water. I was swimming. It was great. So anyways, I'm feeling pretty good. If you don't already follow my Instagram, also make sure you do. It's just Fernanda Ramirez with two A's in my last name, because I posted so many Instagram pictures, so many reels, so many stories about my trip and just, you know, the trips to come. There's gonna be so much content on the way. So anyways, let's talk self-care. I'm honestly really surprised I haven't made a video fully on self-care yet. I know I talk about it in a lot of episodes, but you know, an episode that is purely on self-care. I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. But anyways, I feel like sometimes we think of self-care and we think of like, you know, getting hair extensions or getting your acrylic nails done. Basically anything that kind of feels like you are giving yourself a little upgrade, a little pamper sesh. But the true definition of what self-care means is just that it is actually all about the everyday habits that help you take care of and nurture your health and well-being. So it truly has to do with how you are actually feeling. That means self-care could be the littlest things. You know, self-care could actually be relaxing instead of going to a workout if that's what you need. Self-care could be calling up a loved one and having a little vent sesh, or maybe you're listening to them and just like having that connection that makes you feel better. That is self-care. So I think if you're having a little look within and you're thinking like, okay, I need to evaluate my self-care routine, and you're like, well, I don't get my nails done, and like I haven't bought anything for myself in a while, don't feel like your self-care is being neglected or like you don't have a self-care routine, because I'm sure there are many things that you do and that you're doing that you don't even realize are actually taking care of your mental and physical well-being and actually take a vital role in your overall mood and how you feel. Kelsey Patel, which is a Los Angeles-based wellness coach and Reiki instructor, says that self-care means really listening to your body, taking moments to check in, intentionally tuning in to the thoughts going on in your mind, and challenging your behaviors and belief systems if things feel out of alignment in your life. First of all, I just want to talk about that quote because I really like that whole little spiel, that whole little quote that she just brought on. I love the idea that she says that, you know, self-care is really just looking within, looking to your thoughts, how you're feeling. I feel like sometimes when I'm traveling and when I'm constantly around people, it's really hard to even acknowledge how you're feeling. You're constantly distracted by what other people are saying to you. Maybe you're really busy doing things, whether that be work or just like fun activities. If you are drinking or smoking or taking any sort of substance, I mean, even though everything in moderation is okay, if you are doing that, pretty often, or if it's something really common in your routine, does kind of distort your thoughts a bit, I'm gonna say, or your ability to consciously think about yourself and like within. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of times where you think that you could be doing self-care, but the truth is you're being distracted by so many external things that you don't even realize that it really just doesn't give you the chance to look within. For me, I think this is particularly important to note because coming back from a trip like Mexico, I feel like there could be times where you don't notice that your mood is up or down. And when you think about it, and you know, I ask myself, like, did I have time to check in with myself? Maybe the answer is no. So maybe I wasn't actually giving myself self-care, even though, say, for example, I was on the beach and you would think that that means that I'm taking care of myself. It really is a thing about intentionally tuning in and seeing what feels in alignment with your life and what doesn't. One thing to note is that when things feel easy and you're in that flow state, that means that things are aligning. And whenever things feel a little bit too rough, you might just not have the right things in your life that are fostering that flow state. If you have a journal or you have a notes app, I highly encourage you to make a little entry where you reflect on your current habits and lifestyle and ask yourself if it's where you want to be. Give yourself a little evaluation and think, how are you currently feeling? What is contributing to the feelings that you are currently having? Are you taking care of yourself daily? What are you doing to take care of yourself? And not only that, but what are the things standing in the way of you feeling like the best version of yourself? When I was hanging out with one of my friends a while ago, we were talking about things that we do to make ourselves feel good and like wellness, self-care, habits, all that kind of stuff. And something that I noticed within myself was that a lot of the self-care things that I do are based around the thoughts that they are gonna make me look better. Like if I go to sleep earlier, I'm going to look better. If I eat this healthy food, I'm gonna glow, I'm gonna look better. Like basically everything that I was doing that was self-care revolved around like, oh, I'm gonna look better and that'll make me feel better. My friend over here was telling me about all the things she does and it has nothing to do with the way that it would look. It just has all things to do with how she feels. And although that might be really obvious and almost like, Fernanda, what even, like, that's literally the whole purpose of like wellness and self-care. I know, okay, but I'm just saying this because maybe this will kind of trigger something inside of you and be like, wait, I might be doing that too. And it will kind of give you a second to like reflect and be like, are the healthy habits that I'm doing based on how I want my body to feel regardless of what I look like? Or am I doing a lot of these healthy habits to look a certain way, to even appear a certain way? Or I don't know, maybe you could be doing certain things to like fit in with certain people or like to give the illusion that you're this kind of person, et cetera, et cetera. Really think about why you're doing your habits. And also I think recentering the idea of self-care being tied to the way that you look or how you're perceived and really rewiring your thoughts into being like, this is to help my actual well-being to feel better, I think will give you a little bit more push and motivation and inspiration to actually do those self-care habits if you don't do them already. Like if these self-care habits are really hard for you to do consistently, because I know I get asked all the time, how do you get the motivation to work out? How do you get the motivation to eat healthy? How do you get the motivation to fill your day up with productive habits or something? Give yourself reasons for doing all these things that have to do with the way that you're gonna feel. And I think once you start doing those things consistently, you're gonna realize that it's actually much easier to keep these in your life because they are actually making you feel a new type of way. Taking care of yourself and building a self-care routine is so important because it will actually raise your vibrations. And I know I talk about like vibrations in a lot of episodes and stuff, but it really is so important. And sometimes I like forget about that kind of stuff. But if you want to live a certain lifestyle, you want to live a certain way, you want your future to go a certain way, maybe you're trying to attract a certain partner, certain friends, maybe you're trying to reach financial freedom or a certain amount of money in your life or certain opportunities, those things will all come based on how you're living your days. The present is all we got. You have to make sure that your current reality is what you want it to be so that those goals and all those like milestones that you want to achieve, you're actually in the same frequency as those. When I'm the most destructive version of myself, the version of myself that is so distracted, self-sabotaging, that does not align with any of my goals or my plans for the future, you know? Like it's not even on the same frequency. So you really have to do those extra things, even if it's like hard for you to remember to make these habits or it's hard for you to motivate yourself to do these things. You really need to get that in your head and like really write that down if you have to. Put sticky notes if you have to. Like if you want a certain life, you have to do the things today that will get you on that same frequency. Like, your life is not gonna magically change. Sometimes you'll be thinking like, oh, like in 10 years, I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna have all these things. But you fail to realize that if they're not happening today or you're not setting the foundation today, those things will not come. And there is that quote somewhere that says, no one is coming to save you. This is just to motivate you to build that self-care routine and to build that discipline and to say after this episode, I'm gonna turn a new leaf. I'm gonna do the things I need to do so that spring is like the glow up month and summer is my time to shine. Hopefully so far while you're listening to this, your vibrations are high. You feel a little bit inspired. You're like, okay, I'm listening. I get it. Keep going. I'm gonna keep going. In this episode, we're gonna talk about all of the 8 categories of self-care. We've got the mental, we got the spiritual, the intellectual, the environment, the social, and the practical. So I'm going to go through all of these different pillars of self-care, and I actually have like probably full episodes on each of these pillars, so don't you fear. Because if you need a little bit more inspiration on any of these things, I probably have an episode for you. If you don't already know what a habit tracker is, it is a list where you keep track of all the habits that you have and the ones that you want to incorporate daily. I realize and I acknowledge that for some people, doing these basic, and I put that in quotations because they're not basic for everyone, but doing these basic self-care habits and rituals doesn't come easily to everyone. Like sometimes you don't even think like, oh damn, I need to open my blinds. Oh damn, I need to wash my face. Oh damn, I need to, I don't know, eat one handful of veggies today. Or like, I need to see the sun. For some people that comes really easily and that's just a part of their day to day. But for some other people, it's like a manual act, if that makes sense. Like it's something that you have to actively think about. And so having these habit trackers is going to make creating your new spring days so much easier and so much more productive. If you're watching the video podcast on YouTube, I'll add some images on the screen to what habit trackers look like. But if you are just listening to the audio version, it's basically where you write your habits on one side and then little squares or circles for the next 30 days, like horizontally. So every single day that happens, you're able to scratch it off if you did that habit. If making one like physically or like in a bullet journal is not your vibe and you're like, I'm not doing this, I highly recommend downloading a habit app. One that I have and I love is called Check Calendar. That app I use to track some of my habits, and I also use the app Habit. It's literally just called that. I use it every single day and it really does motivate me to stay on track and build that self-care routine. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you guys all the different pillars of self-care. And after I go through each of these pillars and I give you some inspiration for each of them, I think it would be a great idea to pick at least one or two habits from each section and then having that be in your habit tracker. So that way you're incorporating a little bit of every single pillar and nothing is left out. So starting with the first pillar of self-care, we've got the physical body. This has to do with your nutrition, your exercise, and your sleep. One thing that I love doing in my habit tracker is adding a step goal or just having a step goal, which is the amount of steps that you're taking per day. The goal for me would be to do 10,000 steps a day. And now that it's spring and the weather's nicer, the hot girl walks are happening this year. I'm definitely gonna take advantage of my little newfound love for walking, and I'm gonna walk a lot this spring. I went on a spring walk like 3 days ago and the flowers are out, the people are out, the ocean beside where I walk looks beautiful. You'll see like elderly people, you know, reading, you'll see people on their lunch break, you'll see couples cuddling on like the grass, having a picnic, kids are laughing, people are biking. It's honestly just a great sight. It really does help you romanticize because you're just looking around and you're like, wow, humans are so cute. So anyways, having a step goal, it's great. I also want to make it one of my goals to just be on my feet more because like, I cannot be sedentary and have a sedentary lifestyle at the age of 22. Like that's just not it for me. Another habit involving nutrition is just eating healthy foods and maybe adding in your habit tracker like how many days you're cooking meals for yourself. If you know, you know, Nara Smith, she's an influencer on TikTok. She makes all her recipes from scratch. It's almost crazy. Like she's making like bread from scratch, cheese from scratch, custard from scratch. And she's 22 with like 3 kids, and it's actually super humbling because I'm like, I'm the same age, and why does it take me so much effort to like freaking cut peppers and put them in my fridge? But anyways, she gets a lot of hate from people being like, girl, how do you have enough time in the day for this? How are you doing this? Like, how do you have enough energy for this? And I think it's easy to hate from outside of the club, like literally, like we're out here hating, being like, girl, how is she doing this? But at the same time, we should use that type of content online to inspire us, even if it only inspires us to be 5% more productive. It still made us 5% more productive. Even if it's 10%, it's still making you 10% more productive. It doesn't mean that you need to do the exact thing she's doing. She's getting paid to be doing this as her career. Not everybody is. Not everybody has the luxury and the time to spend that long on cooking. And you might be listening to this like, I have a super tight schedule, you know, I can't be doing that kind of stuff. But take some inspiration from that if you want to, and think like, if she can do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I do one meal from scratch? Why can't I even just meal prep? She definitely gave me some inspiration, and I did some meal prepping last week. So anyways, cooking, you can make that a goal or a habit for yourself. Some other habits would be maybe not drinking alcohol, or maybe you can track the days that you do drink alcohol. You can have a protection from the sun habit, so maybe wearing your SPF. And also just in general, since we are talking about the physical body, for the spring, if you want to give yourself a little glow up, don't feel guilty. If it makes you feel better, it makes you feel better. I know that I definitely got my nails done. I switched to little gel nails and I'm growing out my natural nails, and I honestly kind of love it. She's cute. And I also got lash extensions recently, which are making me feel super like bougie. And I actually have a hair appointment coming up, so I'm really excited. I think we've talked about it before on the podcast, but apparently cutting your hair releases like negative energy and like past negative vibes. So if you had some negativity in this past fall or winter, maybe a haircut is exactly what you need. Also, like bob cuts and lobs are super in this spring. So if you're feeling like some change, maybe that's what you need. Another thing I'm going to be doing today is getting a facial, which I think will give myself some little rejuvenation because I definitely need it. I could definitely use a pedicure. I could definitely use a massage. Those are a bunch of random superficial things. Again, I don't want to distract from the idea of this podcast being more about the way that you feel and not just superficial self-care things, but those things are fun too. The next self-care pillar is mental. So your mental health, this is mindfulness, this is self-talk, this is therapy. I've heard multiple podcasters say this, and basically everybody.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in the day? You may say go for a run, read a book, cook an extra meal, call a friend. Sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with the amount of things to do, and other times we're wishing that we just simply had more time. If you're currently struggling to figure out the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, it's key to know what is actually most important to you. Sometimes that can be a daunting question, but therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy can be an open space for you to talk to someone else, tell them what's going on in your mind, and truly learn more about yourself. You can learn about what you like, what you don't like, how to use your time, and can even be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for people who have experienced major trauma. If any of this rings a bell to you or feels like something that you could benefit from, or you're even just thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. The thing with BetterHelp is that it is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you choose to, you are able to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/abetteryou to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/abetteryou.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In therapy say this, that going to therapy is like cleaning your room. Sometimes you have a lot of jumbled thoughts. Sometimes you have way too much going in your head and you don't feel comfortable talking to a friend, talking to a family member, talking to your parents, and that's understandable. But if you have nobody to talk to and to sort these thoughts out, you need to get a therapist. Going to therapy is probably one of the best things that you can do for yourself because it's so hard and it's not fair to yourself to have these thoughts just going in your head that get in the way of other things that maybe manifest in different situations, like you lashing out to someone when it has nothing to do with the person, but it has more to do with the fact that your brain is so scrambled and you can't catch a break. I think if I'm saying this and it's resonating with you, going to therapy is something that you should consider this spring. I have a lot of friends going to therapy, and it's nothing to be ashamed by. I know that people actively are trying to break the stigma with therapy and, you know, make it super normalized, and I think it's already getting there. Like, literally half my friends go to therapy, and I've never heard somebody complain about it. A few more things I want to say about therapy is that it definitely is a luxury. It is so expensive, and it's a shame that it's so expensive, but if you have the money, if you have the resources, take advantage of it, because there's a lot of people that probably wish they could be in your situation that need it. Don't take it for granted if you have the option to go. If you don't have the option to go and it has something to do with money or whatever, I think that there's a lot of different resources online that might be a little bit more inexpensive. There's also websites like BetterHelp that are like online therapy. Maybe feels a little bit less intimidating if you're embarrassed to go. I mean, I've never been to therapy before. I'm no hater. I feel like I should be going. I just haven't gotten around to doing it, especially in like Hispanic culture. At least Mexicans, I know, are super like, they're just not, the stigma is not broken over there. Let me just say that, with mental health and going to therapy and like talking about your problems. And it really is a shame. I feel like there's a lot of people in different cultures that have parents maybe that could probably use some therapy. And all I'm gonna say is that the sooner you go, the sooner you can break that generational trauma that is so unintentional, that was probably passed by your mom, your mom's mom, your mom's mom's mom, and it just keeps going down the line. Back to the reference about the bedroom, because I got so off topic there. People say that going to therapy is like cleaning up your bedroom. You know, if you have a lot of thoughts, they're able to clean them. And sometimes you may not have huge problems that you need to go to get help sorted out, but even going just to talk feels nice. And I think we could all use an extra ear. Think of it as spring cleaning for your mental health. If you're like, I'm listening to this, but like, girl, it's still not gonna happen, I highly recommend getting yourself a little journal, a little somewhere where you can vent and just write down things that you've been thinking about. And if you feel like you don't have anything that you're necessarily thinking about, I promise you, if you just start writing, things will come out that you didn't even know were bothering you or you were thinking about or were taking up space in your mind. Also, I remember hearing somewhere that the thoughts that we have in our brain are like the same thoughts that we have every single day. Like, I'm assuming a lot of the thoughts that you're thinking about right now, you've had for the past few months, days, years perhaps. And the sooner you can squash those, the sooner you can open up more space for new things to come. And speaking of new things to come, I think it's also a great idea to create to-do lists of short-term and long-term goals that you want to complete this next upcoming spring and summer. I feel like whenever I have things to look forward to, or I have a little bit more intention with how I'm living my days, my goals just get accomplished so much faster. And I feel like I have more direction and more purpose. Going about your days with no goals is fine for a little bit, but you're not really getting anywhere. You don't even know if you're getting anywhere. And also, you could be doing so many things that you've been meaning to do or planning to do or been wanting to do, and you don't even see your own progress because it's not recorded. One thing I'll say for that is that, like, I remember when I first started YouTube, I would celebrate every 100 subscribers I would get. I would celebrate every 100,000 subscribers I would get. I would celebrate and buy a cake for just about anything. And let me tell you, I was so happy. I loved celebrating myself, and I still do. But as this has become my actual career and less just like, oh my God, I'm blowing up, I feel like I've taken a lot of my progress for granted, maybe, or I just haven't recognized it as much. And, you know, sometimes I'll be like, damn, like, should I be working harder? Should I be doing more? Should I be like, why, what's going on here? And then I sit and I'm like, Fernanda, you've been doing so much. You've been accomplishing so many things. The problem is that you haven't been celebrating them. So that's a goal for me, but I'm just saying it out loud, so maybe you think about it too. Remember to celebrate yourself and to write down your progress, because you're probably progressing more than you think you are. And a little bit of celebration never hurt nobody. It'll probably make you so happy. And also, side note, celebrate other people too. It's like an ongoing happiness butterfly effect. And I love that. The next pillar of self-care is called emotional, which I kind of just touched on. I feel like I touched on a lot in that mental section. But the emotional self, I put in brackets gratitude, triggers, and journal. So I kind of already talked about that. But for your emotional well-being, make sure that you are listing or thinking or talking or just acknowledging all the things that you are grateful for. Gratitude is the highest frequency. It is the highest vibration. And even the people that want to hate you, the haters out there, the people that have nothing better to do, you being a grateful ball of sunshine and radiating a positive aura will, first of all, repel them. Second of all, make them look within and be like, what the hell am I doing wrong? Because that person over there looks so happy and they are shining with a white aura around them. You know, nothing can break you. Having this state of gratitude will attract all the right things into your life. It will open you up for new opportunities that you didn't even know you needed, and will make you go about your days just feeling grateful to be in the present moment. You know, you're not looking for anything else in the future. You're not thinking about what this other person has. You're grateful for being alive, for the fact that it's spring. I'm just gonna keep saying that because, like, I'm grateful it's spring, okay? And overall, your mood will be lifted. Like, it's science. If you think about positive things, if you actively are saying things that you're grateful for, you'll have less time to complain and to be a little Debbie Downer. The next pillar of self-care is your spiritual health. No matter what religion you are, what you believe in, if you believe in spirituality, if you believe in Jesus, like whatever religion you have or faith, or maybe you don't believe in anything, whatever it is. I do like the idea of having a higher power no matter what you believe in. If you are religious, maybe doing like a practice will make you feel more aligned and just clear your head and make you feel a little bit more faithful. Keeping those beliefs close to your heart will probably make you feel a lot more lifted and light as well. This section might be different for everyone, but if this aligns with you, you can have some sort of habit in your tracker that you do daily. Maybe this is meditating. Maybe this is a yoga practice. Maybe this is being in nature. Maybe this is like a scripture. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's maybe worth creating some habits surrounding this topic. The fifth pillar of self-care is your intellectual health. This could be reading, your hobbies, learning. Maybe you're in school, so you're just like, you know, your intellectual brain is definitely working there. But if you're not in school, or you have a spring break, or you have summer coming up, and you want to keep your intellectual health turning, you want the wheels turning in there, maybe consider picking up a new book. Or consider taking a free course online. There's a lot of websites that have like courses that you can take on so many different topics. Maybe this is just like researching your own little passion projects, or one of my favorite things to do, and I'm always telling my brother to do this because I love doing it, is take yourself out on a little solo date to the bookstore and just get a little coffee, go walk around the bookstore. That is literally my favorite hobby ever. I could spend hours doing that, and I'll just like pick up a bunch of books, and sometimes I buy them, sometimes I don't, but it's fun. It stimulates my brain. It gets me excited, and it just fosters new thoughts. Recently, I went to the bookstore and I picked up 3 very different and random books, and I'm just gonna tell you them right now because I don't know why I picked these up, but they were calling my name. The first one was like an intro to philosophy, super random, maybe not that random, but I've realized that I'm actually really interested in philosophy, and I know that's a very like, I don't know what you would think about that, but anyways, I was definitely not in school for philosophy. I never studied it. I'm now interested in it. I think it's cool. I think it would be cool to read up on, and I definitely bought a book that is like so for beginners, but no shame in the game, okay? It might even be a children's book. I don't know, but no shame in the game. I bought it. I'm excited to read it. The next book I bought is one on human design. If you don't know this, it's kind of like, it's really its own thing, so there's nothing I can really compare it to, but something that's similar to it, I feel like, is like zodiac signs, like not really at all, but it has, you basically have your whole chart, like all this kind of stuff. Anyways, look into it. I'm not really going to talk about it right now because it's like so much to talk about, but it's called Human Design. I think it's super interesting and I love it. And the last book that I bought is like a little self-help book, motivation book, and it's about the act of doing, because something that I struggle with is having so many like ideas or creative thoughts or like things I want to do, and then I don't actually put them into fruition, or I don't actually like get them done. So I'm really excited about that. So anyways, I bought those 3 books. I'm excited to read them. I love reading books and like creating notes on them as well so that it actually sticks in my brain more. I personally have a little section in my habit tracker that's like reading a certain amount of minutes per day or hours, whatever it is, so that I make sure that my brain is turning and twisting. Like I said earlier, in the intellectual section, there's also hobbies. So definitely pick up some spring hobbies if you haven't picked some up already. Take advantage of the fact it's going to be better weather. Maybe you can be in your tennis era, your pickleball era. Like, why is every parent into pickleball? It's definitely something you can do to bond with your parents. Or if you want to stimulate your mind by like solving puzzles or doing Lego or drawing, like any of those are great ideas. I know that all of my friends are into building Lego right now, and I feel like that's a huge trend. So maybe that could be something you can start this spring. Or even biking. I love biking. And just a reminder, it's okay to be bad at things. It's okay to try something and be a little bit humbled. It's okay to laugh at yourself. You don't need to be a pro. It's just something fun to give yourself new memories. The next pillar in self-care is environment, your cleanliness, and your safety. As we know, spring is the best time to do a little spring clean out. You may need to buy some new cleaning products. You may want to get rid of some clothes and donate it. Maybe go through your makeup. Maybe just give an overall little sweep, a mop. You can clean your mirrors, your windows, your car. Maybe get some new car accessories, some little new car Febreze. Maybe if you have sheets that you want to switch out, you can get like colorful flower sheets. Maybe you want to crochet some colorful pillows. Take advantage of the fact that it's spring to welcome new colors into your life. I feel like color makes me so happy and so excited, and I love wearing it and I love the way it makes me feel. Don't be an adult beige baby. That beige aesthetic is cute, but sometimes it's boring. So welcome color in, okay? One thing I'm definitely gonna be doing is creating a spring playlist with all new music so that I'm in a new, refreshed mood for spring 2024. As corny as it is, when I was on my walk the other day, I was definitely listening to Here Comes the Sun. Why is that giving NPC energy? Like me walking around in the sun listening to Here Comes the Sun. Like that girl definitely thinks she's the main character. And I'm not complaining because I felt great. The seventh pillar of self-care is your social health. This is connection, but also boundaries. Spring is a great time to do a little spring cleaning of your friend roster. That sounds crazy, but like think about the friends that are in your life right now. Ask yourself if they are benefiting your life or they are taking away from your life. Are they putting in effort to be your friend? Are they actively checking in on you? Are they trying to make plans with you? Are they inviting you to things? Do they make you feel good when you finish hanging out with them? Or are they low-key mean to you? Are they low-key talking behind your back? Are they low-key backstabbing you? Do you finish hanging out with them feeling like, what the heck just happened? Why did I just spend my time doing that? Really look within, okay? Because if they are not a good friend to you, kick them to the curb. You do not need to be friends with people that don't value you and do not bring out the best in you. I think that this can be tricky if you don't have a lot of friends, because you may be feeling like, oh my God, if I get rid of them, I'm gonna be left with no one. But literally no one is better than bad friends. I know I have a lot of friends that have had friend drama that still trigger them to this day. Even myself, I feel like friends you think is like such a not a huge deal, but they really do shape you and can like cause you like literal trauma. Like, why is friendship breakups like actually traumatic? Anyways, you do not need to be in those types of situations. And if you are someone that you feel like drama is just like following you, or you're hanging out with a certain group of people and whenever you're with them, like drama is all in the air, just get out of that. Get out of that. That is a thing of the past. That is a thing that we do not need to be associated with anymore. I feel like I personally don't experience that much friend drama or toxic relationships because I don't let them be a close friend to me in the first place if I notice that they kind of have bad energy, kind of the drama is following them. Like if I just feel like they're getting a little bit, they're doing a little too much, I'm gonna be a little bit to the corner, if that makes sense. Like I'm not gonna fully be their friend really if I'm sensing bad vibes. I think it's really important to be able to sense this vibe because you'll be able to tell and your intuition will be so good with reading friends and just reading people in general, and you'll be able to know if you should get close to them or step away. But again, I think that comes with experience as well and just like being self-aware and just aware of the situation and just very conscious in your friendships. If you are actively trying to be friends with people that are not giving you that same energy, but you also have people in your corner that want to hang out with you and that are nice people, hang out with those people. Invest your time into people that invest in you. Prioritize what makes you feel good and what will actually give you a good time, rather than the people that you think are cool, the people that you think are gonna make you look cool if you hang out with. Those people will make you feel empty and alone at the end of the day. If there are people that you feel like you need to cut off, or maybe I'm saying all this stuff and names are popping up in your head and you don't know how to really like get rid of them, just distance yourself a little bit. Spring 2024 distance era, or getting closer era. Since we're talking about habits and the social life aspect right now, you can definitely make it a habit to check in on a friend every day, to listen more than you talk, to compliment strangers every day, to make certain social plans every month, etc., etc. Having a healthy social life definitely keeps me afloat and keeps me inspired and motivated. So if you feel like you're lacking in the social aspects, definitely take some time to make that better. It is 100% a pillar in self-care, and neglecting this whole category is neglecting 1/8 of your self-care rituals. The last and final pillar in self-care is the practical things. This is like budgeting, saving, and your future. Now, I haven't made any episodes on financial things or budgeting or money just because I feel like I don't have enough knowledge to give advice. People's personal finances are very specific to them. And, you know, I just prefer to stay away from that topic. So I don't really have that much advice to give on that. But if me bringing these things up are making you think like, oh, maybe I should save more. Maybe I should make a budget. Maybe I should figure out my credit cards. Maybe I want to invest. Maybe I want to look into all that kind of stuff, I would consider doing it. All the things revolving money will definitely create a little safety feeling for you moving forward. Or maybe in this practical section, we can add like jobs. If you don't have a job right now and you're trying to get one, maybe make it a goal for yourself to hand in your resume to 3 different places every week, or to go like resume dropping off like once a month, maybe writing down ideas for places you'd want to work, maybe creating a brief 5-year plan. That's like so intense, but like a 2-year plan, I don't know, create some goals for yourself or what you want your future to look like. Just activities that will help prevent future stress and being a little bit responsible. There's definitely also a lot of YouTube videos that can help with these types of topics or books. And on a little different note, but still on the same topic, if you want to try a little side hustle, I'm such an advocate for this, especially since I make my money through online or through social media, and I have that little entrepreneurial route. I'm always trying to inspire my friends to like start a little business, sell their products on Etsy. You could be doing affiliate marketing. You could try becoming a YouTuber, a TikToker. Like, there are so many ways you can make money online, and it's a shame to not take advantage of them. So if you feel like you want to make a little bit extra money, you want to have a side hustle, you want to turn your hobbies into a career, I can definitely talk about that in the future. I feel like that's an episode that I would feel comfortable doing, like just something about like side hustles or how to make money online. I'm definitely interested in that, and I'm very passionate about that. So there's some inspiration for you. There's so many people out there that want to create content that could easily make a living off of it, but feel scared to be seen, feel scared to put themselves out there. But truly, speaking from experience, putting myself out there was the best thing that I could have done for myself. And, you know, I've reached financial freedom at a very young age. So it's definitely possible for you if it was possible for me. Anyways, those are all the pillars of self-care. It really is crazy how there are so many different aspects to feeling like the best version of yourself. And I know it's not always the easiest thing to make sure that they're all in check. I think at times there are ones that you prioritize more, there are ones that are falling behind, but having it just in your head, being conscious of it, being aware of it will definitely help you improve just a little bit, just even 10% more. And it'll also remind you to not leave some behind, you know, like not let them fall too far back. After this episode, I highly encourage you to brainstorm some ideas on how you can incorporate these things into your life, or you can even send this episode to a friend, a family member, and rely on each other for support to inspire each other to keep up with these habits and have this spring and summer be your glow up era and your time to bounce back. This could be the best year of your life. We are only 3 months into the year, and there is so much improvement to go. Also, just a reminder that you're able to adjust and tweak as you go. Sometimes trying new things, trying new habits, trying to have this new lifestyle doesn't go as easily as you have it planned. Sometimes it sounds easier than it actually is. But the good thing is that you're doing this for you. You're not doing this for anyone else. The pressure is really only as hard as you make it on yourself, and it doesn't have to be high pressure. So don't get stressed out if the improvement isn't linear. Sometimes it's going to go up, sometimes it's going to go down, but that doesn't mean that it's not progress. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode and you got some inspiration for building your own self-care routine. Taking care of yourself is such an important thing, and it should not be just looked over or brushed over, because when you feel good, everything in your life is going to go smoothly. It is going to go well. You will attract the right things, and life will just go by so easily for you. It doesn't matter if you are attracting a friend, if you are attracting a partner, if you're attracting a job, if you're attracting a certain future. You being the best version of yourself will make those things come to you like a magnet. You will literally be glowing, and you'll have a glow coming from within that people will not even be able to pinpoint. They'll be like, something about them is just shining. They look better. They look happier. And again, not only is this for you, but it will make the people around you feel so much better. Spring is the perfect time to have this little mental and physical and energetic glow up. I know that I'm definitely doing all these things this spring. Anyways, I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you very soon. Bye.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.